Pushkin.
Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Every week at Broken Record, we meet with legends of the industry to uncover the meaning behind the music, the strategy and history that separate the good from the truly great. That's what Mark Chaikin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark is a creative legend in his own right. He worked on Wall Street for 50 years, invented three new indices for the NASDAQ, and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Now Mark says we're seeing a similar shakeup in the financial markets. He's calling this a new dawn for the U.S. stock market and predicts dozens of specific stocks will soar in the next 90 days. He put everything you need to know in a new presentation specifically designed for people off Wall Street. You can watch Mark's presentation for free at newstocktrend.com right now. Again, the link to watch is newstocktrend.com. That's newstocktrend.com.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Grime as a rap subgenre first started to bubble up in London in the early aughts. Artists like Wiley and Dizzy Rascal developed an entirely new way of rhyming over lightning-fast beats. The style was inspired by sounds popular in the UK in the 90s, like garage, techno, and jungle. Today's guest, Stormzy, is at the forefront of grime's newest generation. He rose to prominence in 2015 after uploading a mixtape-like video to YouTube where he was freestyling over classic grime tracks. Since then, Stormzy has released two number one albums in the UK, won three Brit Awards, and become the first British rapper to headline the Glastonbury Festival. Just before releasing his third album, This Is What I Mean, Stormzy met up with Rick Rubin in London for a cover story from ID Magazine's royalty issue. This is the recording of that conversation. On today's episode, we'll hear Stormzy play Rick's songs from his new album and explain why he decided to consider his audience last when recording it. And Stormzy talks about how a painful breakup and trusting God helped lead him to a new, melodic, soulful sound. This is Broken Record, liner notes for the digital age. I'm Justin Richmond. From London, here's Rick Rubin with Stormzy.
Since we spoke last,
yeah,
you were just starting. I think when we spoke, I don't even know if there was anything.
It was
but you were ready to dive in.
It was the day before the first session. The first session that was booked, as in, okay, I'm gonna start my album. Yeah. And we spoke, and it's crazy because when we spoke, it's like you just reiterated on what I already knew. But you know, like I knew what to do.
Yes.
And like I was focused on it, but to hear you say it was like, okay. Yeah, this is definitely what I've got to do, do you know what I mean? So, and the process has been literally everything you said, and I just embodied that in every way, every shape, every form, in every intricate detail of the process. Like, it was just considering the audience last. And not even, yeah.
It's funny to say, right?
Yeah, it's funny to say.
But it's true. It's in service to the audience.
Exactly.
That you can't think about them.
Literally. I feel like there's also this false sense of, how do I call it? It's like a false bravery and it's like a false freedom when it's like, I'm not considering you audience, so I'm going to do all this stuff to show you that. And that's not freedom.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah. I was like, no, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to consider the audience in the most pure way possible, as in it's not like hey, I'm gonna defy what everyone thinks about me. It's like I'm just gonna be so true to myself that I can't consider the audience in any decision I make about this art that I'm making.
Yes,
so,
just make it true to you.
Yeah.
And most of the time, what people want is what's true to you.
100%.
And if you try second-guessing yourself to please someone else, it's never real. You know, it's never, it's not the best it can be. Mm. The best it can be is the thing that you love more than anything.
Exactly.
And people like it or not, and it's okay.
That's fine, yeah.
But it's real. Mm-hmm. You know, it's real. Mm-hmm. It's who you are, and it's the best of yourself. And that dictates who your audience is, because forever you want to be able to make the music that you want to make.
100%, yeah.
Because otherwise you're always like, oh, what are they going to like next? What am I? And you start chasing trends, and it's...
Yeah. And I've always said that is like, for me, that's the most impossible task. You see, to kind of try and figure out what people would like is like, especially in the way music moves and trends, it's like the idea of being caught in a race in terms of I go studio and I'm in there like, yo, we got to make, it's like, that is my worst nightmare. And I've always said, if I ever get in that space, I will never do this again, because that's like, that feels like, for me, that feels like probably the worst place to be as a creative, where I'm trying to make something to please people who don't even know. I always say the audience doesn't even know what they like. Even me as a me as a music listener, I never know what I like until I hear it and it connects with me, do you know what I mean? So I always want to just be on this side of the fence where I'm doing everything for myself. And it's been a very selfish process as well.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like every decision, it's funny because I feel like we had this like essence and culture making the album, and then towards the end of it, well, I got this whiteboard and I started writing loads of quotes. And one of the quotes was a quote that is at the beginning of your book. It's about being in the form that allows art to be inevitable.
Yes.
And that was one of the quotes that was on the board. And like, we was getting towards the end of the album process, and we'd been super pure in every decision. And then, you know, when it comes to finishing, like, just the functionality that comes with finishing a record, and you know, the facilitating that comes with finishing a record. And then there's the intro, Fire and Water, that is, it's about 8 minutes long, and there was discussions about like how we do this and how we do that. And I just said, we just got to stick to what we started with. Yes. As in, what? How do we feel?
Yes.
How do, like, as in, this is all about us. This isn't about anyone else. How do we feel? Does this make us feel good? Do we want that guitar string to just keep going? Do we want that drum to just keep going? Do we want it to stop here because it doesn't feel good anymore? And it was just so selfish, but in the most beautiful way. Like, and I've always said, I have to love my art more than anyone. I have to love what I make more than anyone. It should be my precious, it should be my pride and my joy before the world even cares about it. Because as you said, it's not about whether people like it, which is even
no, it's wild.
It's a wild place idea. To get to. Yeah,
it's a wild idea.
Yeah,
but it's the job. The job of the artist is to say, "This is me.
100%.
This is my work.
100%. Yeah,
and you know, hopefully you like it.
Yeah,
but either way, it has to be mine. Otherwise, what is it? You know, what else is it? What is it? You know.
But yeah, it's been amazing. And yeah, I think keeping that same ethos, and a big one for me as well was having God in the room.
Yes.
Like every time we went to make music, and even just in my life as well, like I feel like I'm at a stage now where I understand that what we do, it's like, I do not take it for granted. Till this day, I always say like, if I went and made a song now, and it was good, I get back in my car and I can't believe it.
Yes.
Like I'll play it and I can't believe, like, yo, this was because I understand that this, what we do is, and it sounds, sometimes it can sound like this kind of like fairy tale, kumbaya kind of, and it's like, no, it's real. This is real. Like,
it's real.
I always say, as artists and creators, we just walk in the studio and just hope to God that some cool stuff comes out of like whatever we play, whatever we sing, whatever we rap. We just hope to God that you're, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a muscle we can, of course we can practice and we can, but
when it's really good, it's bigger than us.
Exactly, 100%. And that's what I've overstood with this process. So go in the studio and we pray, we ask God to be in the room, Holy Spirit guide
us.
And just whatever comes out, like, and it takes a lot of the pressure off myself and the artists in the room, because it's like, it's not even us.
Yeah.
It's not even us. Just let God guide it. So
you're the vehicle to allow it to happen.
100%. Yeah. And it's powerful. It's been
it
very
really
powerful.
Is.
Yeah.
It really is. Let's listen. I'm so excited.
Yeah, please. I think I always start with just the intro.
Yeah.
And even
let's listen in order. Let's listen to it like an album.
And I'll just a little bit of context with because I think this is one of the truest testaments to that, the whole culture around the album and how we made it is that we made this song, and for a long time I was writing it on the whiteboard. It was always the first thing I wrote. And then Progression, Kassa, who's phenomenal, and he executively produced the album as well. And my cousin as well, my cousin Jermaine, who's my creative partner. Everyone thought it was the intro, but at first I was like, this song's like very soulful and melodic and vulnerable and very beautiful. And I was like, I don't know if it's the intro. And then I thought to myself, why wouldn't it be the intro? Also, it's about my ex-girlfriend, which at the time I made it, she was the most pressing matter on my heart. So I feel like that's why it was the first song I made, because as soon as I've gone to touch the mic, that's like the first thing that's come out of me. And it goes back to that thing in terms of considering the audience last, because what I felt that I was doing is that once upon a time when I make an album, because I'm a rapper, that first tune I have to, you know what I mean? I got to rap and
That's
the expectation. Do you know what I mean? And that's the kind of thing like as in, that doesn't come from a place of art. That comes from a place of maybe ego. Like, as in, I'm starting this
competition.
I'm starting this album and I'm going to show you that I can still. And I was like, this album, I had to kill my ego. Do you know what I mean? I had to kill my ego and just let my truth speak for itself. So this is why it's the first song on the album, because it was the first song we made and it was definitely like the most pressing matter in my heart. So.
Best we wait, it's probably best we found a fire from this perfect match to burn us to the ground. And even though it's cold outside, it's probably best we pray to lead us from this drought. If your love is my holy water, girl, just let me drown. Don't, it's fine. I guess you got me figured out. We got that champagne, love, don't let it fizzle out. I know I bought a world of pain you could've did without. If you was never with me, then I'll probably get a bigger house. Now we're standing by the water, do we drip or drown? Running around in circles, bro, just let her walk. Listening to lessons, that's a lesson taught. Second guessing's really got you having second thoughts. Second thoughts never hurt nobody, everybody has them. Give you orgasms. Baby, why you spazzing? Think of Mr. Touch even more than we imagined. If I saw you right now, girl, I wonder what would happen. Orange G-Wagon, you can park it on the drive. I was meant to be there when you're starting up your life. You make your people proud, you're a star in all our eyes. With your apartment in the skies, I scarred you in my lies. The karma isn't nice, you said I hope it doubles back on you. When I double back, I never double back to route you. Hate to see you leave, but I love to see the back of you. I take you out to eat, and after that, I make a snack of you. I never put my hand on you, still the biggest fan of you. Good for me like collard greens and runner beans and callaloo. Every single day I close my eyes and try and channel you. Drive from memory lane and then I see you by the avenue, but
it's probably best we wait. Probably best we found a fire from this perfect match to burn us to the ground. And even though it's cold outside.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You sound very free.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Thank you.
It's
thank
free.
You. Yeah, thank
I
you.
I love it.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well.
I love it. And it's completely unexpected. Thank Not you. At all what I was expecting to hear to start with.
Oh, wicked. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's like three songs in one, really.
Yeah, and it was always just one song and then
yes.
And it was another song that got made and even then, like putting the two songs together, at first, you like it was what I was saying, you know, that sometimes people with art, you want to be purposely defiant or purposely and I was like, if it doesn't feel good, we're not going to do it. It's not about like, but then it felt so good and it felt right.
Yes.
And like I was on tour and I was listening to both the songs separately. And I was like, nah, this tells a story. This like, this tells
it
a story.
It feels like it's a it's a continuation of the story. Mm. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And tell me how it happened. Like, what was the first thing to happen? Was there a track first, or was there a vocal idea?
No, so the first thing was, it was the first day in studio with me and Progression, and he just played that chord. He just played the chord.
The way it opens.
The way it opened, and then I just grabbed, if I could play you something,
yes, please. The first time you sang on it?
Yeah, the first time.
Great.
Yeah, and this is my process a lot of the time as well, where I just grab the mic and whatever feels, whatever comes out of me and feels good, I just always try and go with that.
We found a fire from this perfect match to burn us to the ground. And even though it's cold outside,
incredible.
It's probably best we pray to lead us from this drought. If your love is my holy water, girl, just let me drown. Don't, it's fine. Please stay. Don't let me go. I'll have a double dip above. These days, the kids on their phones. Maybe we're all forsaken. What do I do? I guess I got a bit of bounce. And I belly in my hallie, and my ways of bounce. And I feel it in my daddy, and my did with bounce. If you was living with me, then I guess I'll get a bigger house. And the body in my body, this is drip or doubt. Billy and my pally, you're my beck and boots. And Billy, you're be daddy, I ain't taking talk. Second guessing's really got you having second thoughts. Second thoughts never hurt nobody, everybody has them. Give you orgasms, baby, why you spazzing? I burst sirs, then I turn into a dragon. Billy and my pretty, but I pretty, but the bragging. Yo, you're promoted, then you park up on the drive. Billy and my buddy, and I start to buzz. Billy and my daddy, and my double, and my dad's. While I'm in the buzz, I put him in the dads. The karma isn't nice, so I'll never back on you. Billy and my daddy, and my Debbie, and my Daki. I had a bit of buddy, and I hate to see the back of you. Billy and the buddy, every time I make a snack of you. Rather in my attitude, Billy and my attitude. Good for me, like better bees, and my enemies, and Callaloo. Really, really better booze, and busy, better, better booze. Chilling with your friends, you say not one of them's a fan of you, but.
It's probably incredible.
Yeah,
and that's incredible.
Thank you.
It's so much of it is there.
Yeah, already.
Like,
yeah.
Automatic. It just happened.
Yeah, and that was the first ever session we done. Cassa just played that chord. I grabbed the mic, and that's what came out. And at the time, it felt like it needed work, and it needed to go here. And it just went back to what we said, that's the feeling. That's how we like.
You feel it.
Yeah,
you
we've got this sentiment.
And a lot of the words, even in the verses,
yeah.
A lot of the words are the words.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, God was in the room, definitely. Yeah,
it is. You can hear it, because it's like, it doesn't make sense that all this information all of a sudden gets downloaded.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, exactly. Yeah,
it's a lot of information. It doesn't just happen.
At all. Yeah, no, I was amazed. But that was the first song.
Yeah.
And we never
take it for granted, but it's amazing that when it happens enough, you come to realize if we live in the world a certain way, it happens. Like, do you know what I mean?
100%.
It's on the one hand, it's crazy, and on the other hand, happens all the time.
Happens all the time. Yeah.
Amazing.
But the feeling never gets old.
No,
it never gets to this day.
Like, it's so exciting because we go in like, wonder what's going to happen.
Mm.
You never know.
You never know.
And it's not always good. That can't be.
It can't always be.
But when it is, it's like, wow, can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
What a great feeling. And that feeling of, yes, not us. Like,
not us at all, yeah.
It's coming through.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was, it was amazing.
Beautiful. Thank what you. A beautiful song.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful song. I love that it starts with piano. I love that all the verses, there's no drums for any of the verses, yeah. Which also, when there's no drums, you listen to verses in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you're listening to a beat with verses, a part of the listener is absorbed in the beat and we're like looking at how the words relate to the beat.
Mm.
So we're maybe more into the phrasing mm. when it's with a beat.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's no beat, it's the words. Yeah. It's only the words.
Yeah, it's like all there is. Mm-hmm.
So you hear them more and they mean more.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that decision. And then when the beat comes in, the chorus becomes like a chant.
Mm-hmm.
And that works great. And then when the percussion section at the end comes out, it feels almost like a bridge or outro or whatever, but it feels like just the story is continuing.
That's
and
it.
In an unexpected way as well, because it seems like a traditional song might have ended,
mm-hmm.
but this one keeps going.
Keeps going.
And we're lucky enough that it keeps going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's beautiful.
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Really
that.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Really good. And also, another thing interesting is the delivery of the vocals feels very relaxed. It doesn't sound like a performance.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we're hearing your inner thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more profound or powerful than, you know, like being close enough to hear almost like what someone's thinking.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. Doesn't feel like listen to the rhyme. You know, listen how good I rhyme. It doesn't sound like that.
It's funny you say that. What I had to do with this song in particular was because it's about someone and it's a real situation, and it's like sometimes in rap, there's a way, if I've made a mistake, there's a way I can say sorry, or there's a way I can say I love you, and I can like, I can be cool about it, and I can like say it in a stylistic. But I was like, for the reality of this situation, like I had to kill whatever style or ego lived there, and it was like, and really be, and really deliver it and write it in a way that like, it's almost besides the listener, it's directly from myself to.
Like a diary entry or something.
Exactly.
It feels very, very personal. And again, not necessarily expected.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, that's always a great thing.
I love it. Beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with more from Rick Rubin and Stormzy.
Every week at Broken Record, we meet with legends of the industry to uncover the meaning behind the music, the strategy and history that separate the good from the truly great. That's what Mark Chaikin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark is a creative legend in his own right. He worked on Wall Street for 50 years, invented 3 new indices for the NASDAQ, and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Now Mark says we're seeing a similar shakeup in the financial markets. He's calling this a new dawn for the U.S. stock market, and predicts dozens of specific stocks will soar in the next 90 days. You can watch Mark's presentation for free at marketmessage2024.com right now. Again, the link to watch is marketmessage2024.com. That's marketmessage2024.com.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we jump back into Rick Rubin's conversation with Stormzy, here's the title track off his new album, This Is What I Mean.
What's with all the speculation? Had to close the store for renovations. My cousin said storms, man, they're running out of patience, you know. Time to make a statement. Time to free my mind of limitations. Finesse the majors, that's my form of reparations. They said you can't slide, you're a treasure to the nation. But what they gonna do, what they gonna say? Storms got that sauce, this that bolognese. Talking about the bread like it correlates. I see you looking bothered with your bothered face. Even though we're coming from a common place, all I see is stars like we in a rave. So give him room to grow and just give him space. And he could be a young black Jimmy Napes. Oh, this is clean. This is clean. This is what I mean. I said, this is what I mean. All my niggas got it, we unanimous. Cut from different cloth and different calibers. My skeleton is matching with my managers. She love me cause I'm handsome and I'm talented. Hanging off the banisters. Tell me who's gonna pay for all the damages. I'm just reckless like the manimals. Talking recce, we gon' ask you where your manners is. I said it from a kid, you should've listened. I manifest the shit and then it happened. Said that I'ma do it, then it happened. Up on the rhythm and it's slapping. I shout my brother gigs, that's more than rapping. Shout my sister Mel, we doing fashion. All this work that I've been mashing. Put your boy in a position where I'm profit off my passion. I rap. They don't know about the times I bled. Give a fuck about what the timeline said. I'll do your daydreams. In a second, yeah, I shine like Ed. I thank God for the life I've led. Then get the rave clean. I heard them saying grime ain't dead. I'm Harry Styles, the way I fine line tread. We got mainstream. Mind your business for you, mind my bread. If 10 million weren't enough, I make a lifetime pledge. All right, boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So cool. It's a lot. Like, I always say that song always feels like a sonic explosion of some sort, yeah.
But the gives it like a spiritual vibe,
sick.
Even though it's a dance song.
Yeah, it's got
that spiritual underpinning. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
you. How'd that one happen?
That happened in so many ways. It started off with an amazing producer called Knox Brown, and it was P2J, Progression, and like, yeah, we had this idea for a song that we wanted to, like, I wanted to use, like, all my favorite artists to, like, but use them as paintbrushes, not, like, as in verses, just use them as, like, their voices and their like, verses as paintbrushes. Then we had an amazing, beautiful writing camp for my studio, and then Jacob Collier came, and then P2J had this insane idea to sample Jacob's voice and make it distorted and a bit uncomfortable and a bit eerie.
Yeah.
And then it just became this epic, like, yeah, this epic song. And then Miss Banks was on there, Amaray, Black Sheriff. Mm. It was one of those ideas, like the first one I played, that they evolve over time. But
yes.
The thing that I've loved the most about it is that when it's evolving, it's just off a feeling. It's not like, oh, let's do this, because it's just like, yo, what feels good?
Yeah.
Oh, let's bring that person in, or oh, let's do this, or let's put strings here, just whatever feels good.
Yes.
And I always say it needs to strike a chord within my soul and my spirit, that makes me say, yeah. And it has to excite me and make me feel good. And yeah, and then we just add to the palette. Like, if it feels good to throw some red on it, we throw red on it. If it feels good to just blur some blue, we blur some blue. So I think that tune's a true testament to that process. Cool. Yeah.
Beautiful. What's next?
Thank you. The next song is, this song's called Fire Babe.
Oh, tell me, before you play it, tell me about the tour. Where did you play?
I was meant to do a world tour, but then pandemic came, yeah. So then that, and I only managed to tour Europe in 2020, and then this year I toured, it was actually my last album, which came out in 2019, and it was amazing. It was across the UK.
Yes.
And it was really like the most special tour I've done so far, especially I think because I've not been on social media. Like, it felt like the first time in a long time I was with, like, my people.
Yes.
Yeah, and it felt in, like, I would come out and every night felt like, in a real genuine way, I don't want to sound too cheesy, but I felt like, oh, thank you, like, for still rocking with me and still supporting me. So
beautiful.
And it was beautiful, and it was nice because everyone had lived with the album for 2 years now.
Yes.
And I didn't want to tour it. I really, like, I told my team I really didn't want to do it, like, yeah. But everyone encouraged me to do it, and then, yeah, it was really good because it reminded me as well that this art that we do and the music we do lives. Yes. As much as I feel like I live a life away from, I don't ever feel, I do sometimes, of course, like when I walk the streets or I go places, but a lot of the time the effect of your art, you don't always feel it if you're just living life, especially the way I live life. I'm with my family, I'm with my friends. So to come out and it's like, oh, you don't know this song and oh, you don't want to hear it, you know what I mean? And this is the first tour as well where I confidently performed all the songs where I'm singing, all the songs that are more soulful,
great.
All the songs that needed a band. Whereas before, I used to tour because my shows are known for high energy, grim. And whenever I used to like perform the slower stuff and the more melodic stuff, I did used to feel a bit like, I used to do this thing where I'd perform it, I would have a little section of it, and then as soon as it was done, I would say, ah, but you lot didn't come here for this, let's get back to it.
Yeah.
And this time I was like, no, I'm not doing that because that's not brave.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That's not brave. Like, I've made this music and I love this music and I should stand by this music.
Yes.
So we had this big band section in the middle. That was probably the big chunk of the show, like 45 minutes beautiful. Of just soulful, and I just felt it and it just felt beautiful. And it was like, this is my music. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to shy away from the soul and the more melodic stuff because that's in, as much as I'm a grime artist and I'm a rap artist, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, and if I want to sing and I want to jam out with a band and be soulful and be do my R&B and my gospel, stand on that, like, and be proud of it. So, yeah, this tour was the first time I went out there and said, I'm doing this. Yeah,
what kind of places did you play?
It was an arena tour I did.
Great.
It was, I want to say 15 dates. We did 302 arenas, which was
amazing.
Which was phenomenal. That was like one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah,
it was up and down the UK, and it just felt good. Like, it was like, oh, this is my country, and this is my people. Like, it was amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it. I'm just anxious to hear how that was. You. Cool.
This song here is called Fire Babe. Let me play it.
Standing in her dress, and she was looking like an angel. Her eyes took away my breath, and that's when I knew she was mine until the end. My miracle, my happy place, my heart and soul, forever yours. Cause I just can't explain, even in the rain, you love me with your flame, my fire, baby.
everybody love. Then she starts dancing on the table. She can't stop stealing all her hearts. How she lights up a room is something to behold. My miracle, my happy place, my heart and soul, forever yours. Cause I just can't explain, even in the way you love me with your flame, my fire babe.
So beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. That one's so, very special to me as well. Yeah.
So melodic and vocal, so vulnerable and real.
Thank you.
Really good. How'd that one happen?
That happened with one of the most phenomenal singer-songwriters I've ever met, a young girl called Debbie, who's actually signed to Def Jam as well.
Oh, fantastic.
She is, yeah, unbelievable. And I got in studio with her, and the first, there's another song coming later that I also, she's at the end of Fire and Water and Pour Me Water. Pour Me Water, that's Debbie as well.
Beautiful.
And we got into studio, and George Moore, a phenomenal producer, started playing these chords, and then we started messing around with some melodies, and then we figured that we wanted to tell a story of that first spark when you've met your partner and you're just so in awe, and it's like, wow. And especially like the relationship I was in, I just tried to narrate like that first time, you know, when you first meet them and you're very observant of them. Like you might go to a party or you're like at a dinner and you watch them and you watch how they work the room. And we just narrated it and described it. And I remember as we was writing it, I was just like, my lemonade or my sweet escape. And I was like, there needs to be a payoff here. Like, what's the lyric that we can have here? And it was like, my fire, babe. And I was like, my fire, babe. And I Googled, I was like, has anyone said this before? I was like, I Googled it and I was like, it would be beautiful if we could coin this term. Like, as in we, like this, we'll call this song Fire, babe. And we'll create, especially that's how I think that's how I feel about my ex as well. And like, nice. That's a good way to describe her. And I was like, if we can just coin this new term and just, yeah, describe it and say, you're my fire, babe. And like, yeah, it felt very beautiful and very honest. And even with the vocal and the music, it's a place where I've always wanted to get to as an artist.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've always kind of sung and explored melody, but I've sometimes done it a bit sheepishly. I've been brave and like, when I look back 5 years ago, I've been brave and I was yeah, trying.
The fact that you even went there.
Exactly. Brave. Yeah. I used to dip my toe in and I would sing a bit and I was like, no, this time I want to sing. Like, I want to sing like how Stevie sings or how Frank Ocean sings or how Whitney would sing. Like,
yes.
And I was like, sing as much as, because I've come to the conclusion, of course, I will never be able to sing like these, but I can sing in my way.
Yes.
I can sing with my honesty and my truth.
It's believable. The way you sing it, it's like, I know you mean it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Let's keep going. Yeah. So good.
Cool. Okay, the next one is...
Congratulations on signing Def Jam, by the way.
Thank you.
How cool
Thank you. It's amazing. It's amazing, man.
It's so
you
cool.
You can wear it with a badge, like, such a badge of honor as well, man.
So cool.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
So cool.
Okay, and this is the next one, please. Tone.
please could you get off my phone, and please leave Megan alone. I said, please leave Megan alone. It cuts deep when you deep that your house was never your home. You wanna speak, but it's best that you don't. Under pressure we fold. Best believe we're protecting your throne. I had to let it be known, we eventually grow. I'm a sensitive soul, please could you pause the applause. Please could you let me be flawed, and please leave your pain at the door. There's too much in this house and I can't bear anymore. Please spare me a fall, please Lord give me the strength to forgive my dad, for he is flawed and so am I. So who am I to not? To not forgive a man who tries. I see his soul, I know it cries, but with this pain or rather, with this pain, I'd rather paint and try and turn this broken picture into something that it ain't. This pain I'd rather hold because it made me who I am. It's probably time I let it go. I free myself from myself. I free you from regret. I grant you peace before you rest, and that's the least that you should get. I think we've both suffered enough, please.
My favorite one yet.
Wicked. That's amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
That's probably the one song where I had to tell everyone to leave the studio and just have some time with it for myself. And it started off an amazing producer called Owen Cuts. He had that sample of, it was just choir singing Please, which
didn't have the piano, it was just the choir.
Yeah, it was just the choir. There was keys on it, but it was just Please. And it was, it's even, we discussed it at the time, but even the word Please, like the vulnerability of it, the desperateness of it.
Yes.
Even the many facets of it, where sometimes it's just, oh, please, could you, and then sometimes you're at your end of your tether and it's just, yes, please, like.
Yes.
And I thought of, like, what does please mean to me? And, like, at the time, it wasn't a defiant, it wasn't like I need it, it was just like a please, like, and I just let everything roll out of me, like, and I tried not to premeditate it. And it ended up being, it always feels like to me, like a confession.
Yes.
Like a confession booth. Like you just go in there and just lay it all out. So it was very therapeutic in that sense.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
And the chord, just the cycle of chords, yeah, is so emotional.
We all knew it was a special moment as well when we done it in the studio.
I feel it.
Thank you.
It feels like it's like a story.
Okay. Yeah, that's how,
like,
should
all
feel,
the pieces, it feels like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
And even I feel like the beautiful thing is there was no premeditation about it. Like, yo, like I'm trying to say this, I think.
Yeah.
I just went in studio. Happened. Yeah, yeah. And just, it was like, and that's why I think you got to give God credit and also the heart credit, because I think sometimes the heart does what it wants to do. Do you, yes, know what I mean? Like,
yes, if we don't get in the way,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And as artists, that's the best place to be in, when you're just letting your memories, your experiences, mm-hmm, speak for themselves. So beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
I'm feeling it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. That's all I want.
That.
And even when people ask me about this album and this phase, like, the word is just always, I just want someone to feel it.
Yeah.
I just want people to feel it. I don't care about anything else than someone just feeling it. Someone saying, yo, I felt that. It's like, that's cool. That's what I want. Yeah. Thank you.
We have to take one last quick break, and then we'll be back with more from Rick Rubin and Stormzy.
Every week at Broken Record, we meet with legends of the industry to uncover the meaning behind the music, the strategy and history that separate the good from the truly great. That's what Mark Chaikin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark is a creative legend in his own right. He worked on Wall Street for 50 years, invented 3 new indices for the NASDAQ, and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Now Mark says we're seeing a similar shakeup in the financial markets. He's calling this a new dawn for the U.S. stock market and predicts dozens of specific stocks will soar in the next 90 days. You can watch Mark's presentation for free at marketmessage2024.com right now. Again, the link to watch is marketmessage2024.com. That's marketmessage2024.com. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we finish Rick's conversation with Stormzy, here's his new song, My Presidents Are Black.
God in all my flows, heaven in my tracks. My kettle's all gold, my presidents are black. See Jackie on the front line and wretches in the back. Remember when they told us just to rap? Over the years we've been ill-advised. They told us just one at a time, that's the biggest lie. A wise man once asked who ate all the pies, and now he's looking at me funny like I took his slice. Oh what a life, I can't war with no broken man. They start a war, it never goes to plan. Cool. Jigga told me crabs in the bucket, I said I overstand. So you my brother, you can hold my hand. You wouldn't know about the combos that we had to change the rules. Didn't know that I would give my arm and leg to help you move. Didn't know we're trying to implement our history through the schools. You can keep the gems, I give you jewels. We are the needle movers, we are the table shakers. They gotta move around us, cause nothing moves without us. It can't be you who found us, we don't need you to crown us. I had a crown before my song, this is the mountain that I'm on. We set up shop but never closed the shutter. I give you all the keys, don't matter if we know each other. My brother Enoch told me, bro, you wasn't known to stutter. So I got rid of it, I'm smoother than some cocoa butter. Fluent, you can, it's the community provider. The multiple diss track survivor. Glory be to God, Jehovah Jireh. How can I retire? The devil is a liar. And shout my nigga Dave, cause we made it through the fire. Should've left me out the politics. All I know is feta cheese and dollar chips. Niggas went from selling weed to scholarships. They're belling me to holler flips. And now they holler flips to get at me. I could be a beetle if you let it be. I needed you to set me free. I just needed you to let me dream. The pressure that I'm under does no favors for my self-esteem. I wonder what they tell Raheem. Black boy fly, black girl fly, we all fly. If you try to rob them for their dreams, of course I'm gonna put a target on your back, I'm Hawkeye. Beg you leave the mutes alone, this is my war cry. Just careful when you fuck around and take the piss. That could be my little bro, baby sis. Have to make a statement just in case it is. We're products of the place we lived. Yeah, we're busting all your favorite myths. Nowadays I pull up on my Zadie Smith, a master with a pen. Skin tone darker than your skin. Now you have to pull it up and start again. Tell Michael Gove that we got satin for your nose, and we got champagne bottles for them boys at number 10. Or we gon' party through the bullshit. If you make a point, I'll reinforce it. If you take a stand, then we endorse it. That's what we do. If we ain't beside you, then we're cheering. This is hashtag murky. This is God engineering, I swear.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you. Love thank it. You. Thank you.
The sampled music is so cool.
Yeah,
it's chopped up. It's really cool.
It's
first time I ever heard a Zadie Smith reference.
I love Zadie. I love her. Cool. I love that woman. She's incredible.
So
she's
cool.
I'm a big admirer of Zadie. So And I really wanted to say her name in the lyric as well. Yeah, I wanted to, like,
it's great.
Yeah, I wanted to pay homage in some shape, some
beautiful shape
or form. Yeah,
that's good. How'd that one happen?
First was the sample. It's a beautiful Swedish artist called Daniela Refana, and this song was actually shown to me and hits me right in my spirit. Like,
yes,
as in,
yes.
Yeah, it hits me right in my musical spirit in terms of that. It's a perfect song. And I was listening to the song so much, and I showed it to Progression. And me and Progression, like, got very similar music taste as well. Yeah, so when I played it to him, and he was like, what the hell is this? And then he sampled it, and then, yeah, I just rapped. And it took me some time to figure. I always knew I wanted to rap over the beat he'd made, but it took me time to get to the lyrics. And then when I got to the lyrics, I just had to be in such a place, because I'm also in a new place. I'm in a new place as a man, so when I go to rap, I've always just got to, I said, what do I want to say? It's not about just rhyming.
Yeah. Like, it's not about showing off.
Yeah,
rhymes,
it's not about showing off. Like, I've got to kill my ego, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I always say, what do I want to say? I can just rap, because if you give me a beat now, I can rap. We can do it all day. Like, and I was like, it's not about that anymore. It's about, what do I want to say? So I had to figure out what I wanted to say and just be purposeful and intentful with it. And yeah, it ended up, so that song's called My Presidents Are Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so gotta know my flow is heaven in my tracks, my kettle's all gold, my presidents are black.
Yeah.
And like, for me, that means a lot to me.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That means a lot to me, like, signing to Def Jam, my presidents are black, and that. I think that's like it means that at the end, the person speaking, that's Jazzy B from Soul to Soul. So, like, it just means, it's like we're here, like it's an arrival, and it's like we stand for something.
And, so beautiful. So,
yeah, and I to do it over that beautiful piece of music.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's so cool. The music's so cool.
There we go. That's what it's about. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
This next song's called Holy Spirit.
The pressure on my shoulders. Father, help me hold this, 'cause I can't bear the pressure. If you need a burden, the burdens are so heavy. Lord, you made me ready to carry all my burdens. If you need a power, the power that's inside me, what's mine cannot pass by me. Mighty God Almighty, hold me close, fill me with your presence. Holy Ghost and Spirit, Father God, I found it. Lord, keep me surrounded. Isn't it amazing that faith was all we needed to find the missing pieces? Oh, I've been searching for my Jesus. When I felt worthless, you gave me peace and purpose. Oh, though I don't deserve it, oh, though I'm far from perfect, I need you to hold me close, fill me with
your presence, Holy Ghost and Spirit, Father God, I found it. Lord, keep me surrounded. Holy Spirit, I don't know what this is. It's a dread, it's a feeling you give. Oh Lord, came in and you filled me with bliss. It's a feeling I don't want to resist. Oh Lord, Holy Spirit, show me the way. Hold me with your tight embrace. Oh Lord, you will never leave me astray. Now I am no longer afraid. You're the reason why I pray. Fill me with the light of day. When you hold me in your arms, it makes me feel some type of way. Know you'll be there when I'm cold. Lord of hope, oh, 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 oh. If you need my story, Lord, what do you have for me?
What do you have for me?
You make me feel so hopeful. I'm just glad I know you.
I'm so glad I know you, 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 you. I'm so glad I know you, you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
The one earlier felt like a confession. This one's like a hymn.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. And how'd this one happen?
This was a time when I really reconnected with God. I've always been, like, from a young age, I've always loved God and known God, but this was like, this felt like a coming of age where I was an adult and I was like, ah, I understand you now, God.
Yes.
I understand
how
you move and how you work. And like my brother Dion, who's, we call him the Chord Lord because he is, Midas touch when it comes to keys. So shout out Dion, like, we've made so much music together. He's actually on those tracks on this album. He just started playing and I just started singing. So that whole melody, literally from the beginning to end, was a one take. Not the lyrics, but just the melody was one take.
Very beautiful.
And Holy Spirit was in the room and just caught it. And I just went back to filling the lyrics, but yeah, man, it was powerful.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. There's a lot of piano on the album, and it really works.
Yeah.
That another thing that's tying it all together is just how many chords we're hearing.
Okay, I've never even noticed. I never even thought of that.
There's quite a bit of piano, and it feels really good. That's another thing that makes it feel like almost like a theater piece.
Okay.
Like it all feels glued together.
Sick.
Beautiful.
Sick. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And this is the outro. This is the last song.
Beautiful.
This is called Give It to the Water. This is with Debbie as well.
Yeah,
phenomenal. This was the first song we made together.
Great.
Like the first studio session we had.
And will it likely be the last song on the album?
Yeah, it's the outro. And I've wanted it to be the outro from the beginning. Play the next
one. You're doing good, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So happy for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Please.
This water keeps me floating when I'm straight. The water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling out my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill up the place.
I hold on to the water. It saves me from the horrors that come. No wonder I am stronger. He's feeding my hunger. He's keeping me under. The water running over. This water keeps me flowing when I'm straight. The water's gonna tell me it's okay. It's flowing and it's showing me the way. Let it fill up the place. The water's gonna wash away the pain. I hear it when it's calling on my name. It's running and it's flooding through my veins. Let it fill up the place.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really wanted that to be the outro from the from when we first made it.
Yeah.
So that's like, especially if you think like the story of the album, especially like the that chapter of my life, it felt like all I could do was, because even when I say give it to the water, I mean give it to God, like.
Yes.
And it just felt like that's all I could do. Like I've held myself accountable. I've looked in the mirror.
Yes.
I've deeped every detail of my life, and it was like, okay, at this point, like, just give it to God, like, free yourself of, like, you know what I mean? So
Yes.
It's a very fitting
It's sentiment. Incredible. It's an incredible chapter in your life. I could feel it.
Thank you.
And it feels like it all hangs together. It belongs together. And it also frees you up now. Whatever you do next can literally be anything.
Thank God. Yeah, thank you.
You know?
Yeah, amen.
It's because this is so unexpected.
Mm.
That I don't think anyone knows what to expect next. You know what I mean? Now you open the door that you're truly free and you're going to make beautiful music.
Thank you
and
so
you can,
much.
And you can do it for a long time when you don't have that feeling of it needs to do something for someone else.
Mm.
It's staying true to yourself is easier than trying to please other people over a long period of time.
Yeah, exactly,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's mad you say that because I felt like that as well, and I've said that, and I've always said, and it's mad because sometimes like this is the second time we've spoken, and
yes.
The first time you really confirmed something that I'd been umming and ahhing about, and like I was like, I'm sure, like I know with this album, I know that unlocks like whatever freedom I've been looking for,
yes.
Both as a man and as a creative. Like yes. I feel like this is like allows me to spread my wings and like
yes,
yeah, and I feel like before with my art, I've always been trying to say, yo, like, this is me, yo. And whereas this time I've just said, yo, like, I've put my foot down. And,
just done it.
Yeah, just done it.
Very pure.
Thank you so much.
I love it.
Thank you. That means the world.
I love it. And I also, I'll tell you from my perception, if any of your fans don't like it, there's going to be a lot more people who are going to like it beyond whoever was there before.
Yeah.
Because it feels like... it's just so good that a lot of people are going to feel this, you know?
That's
like,
it.
It works on a human level.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah.
And I've made peace with, if nobody liked it, I've made peace
completely
with it.
Understood. And that's, it's the healthiest way, it's the strongest way to make art, is to know I'm doing my thing. If they like it, great. And if they don't, it's okay. But I'm being true.
True. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Oh, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for playing it.
Nah, it's an honor. As in, like, this is like an honor and a dream. So
amazing.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Appreciate you, man.
I love you.
I love you.
love you too, man. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you for your time. And you felt it. And thank you for just like really
I feel it 100%. Yeah. And we'll do it again soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless you, Rick, man. Thank you, man.
Appreciate Same to
man.
You.
Thank you, man.
Thanks again to Stormzy for talking through his new album with Rick. You can hear This Is What I Mean along with all of our favorite Stormzy songs on my playlist at BrokenRecordPodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at YouTube.com/BrokenRecordPodcast where you can find all of our new episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at Broken Record. Broken Record is produced with help from Leah Rose, Jason Gambrell, Ben Holliday, Eric Sandler, Jennifer Sanchez, our editor Sophie Crane. Our executive producer is Mia LaBelle. Broken Record is a production of Pushkin Industries. If you love this show and others from Pushkin, consider subscribing to Pushkin Plus. Pushkin Plus is a podcast subscription that offers bonus content and uninterrupted ad-free listening for $4.99 a month. Look for Pushkin Plus on Apple Podcast subscriptions. And if you like our show, please remember to share, rate, and review us on your podcast app. Our theme music's by Kenny Beats. I'm Justin Richmond.
Every week at Broken Record, we meet with legends of the industry to uncover the meaning behind the music, the strategy and history that separate the good from the truly great. That's what Mark Chaikin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark is a creative legend in his own right. He worked on Wall Street for 50 years, invented three new indices for the NASDAQ, and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Now Mark says we're seeing a similar shakeup in the financial markets. He's calling this a new dawn for the U.S. stock market and predicts dozens of specific stocks will soar in the next 90 days. He put everything you need to know in a new presentation specifically designed for people off Wall Street. You can watch Mark's presentation for free at newstocktrend.com right now. Again, the link to watch is newstocktrend.com. That's newstocktrend.com. MuseAura is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Broken Record? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of MuseAura, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to MuseAura.com, MuseAura.com, to start a new musical journey today.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture. Featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.